Frek the Mishnah Masechta Saita Perik Aleph Mishnah Beis. Ketzad Mekanala. So you taught me in the last Mishnah that he has to warn her. He has to warn her in front of two Edom. So how is this done? Sakta Mishnah. Amalah, he says to her, Bifnei Shnayim, in front of two Edom, Al Tidabri Im Ish Ploini. Don't talk to so-and-so. V'dibri Imay, and she went ahead and she did talk to him. Now, even though she was alone with him, Adayin he materis lebesa, she's still mutter to her husband, umateris lechol betruma. And if she's the wife of a kohen, she can still eat truma. Because what did he say to her? He said, don't talk to the man. He never warned her against being alone with him. And therefore, his kinoi, his warning, isn't effective. It's not going to turn her into a saita. But if he did warn her, he did clearly tell her, don't be alone with so-and-so, before to Aden. And then nichnasa imay lebeis haseis. And then she went into a beis haseis, that's a hidden place, together with him. V'shasa imay, she stayed there, kidei tuma, long enough that she could have become tummy. Then we say the halach is asur lebeisa. She's asur to her house, meaning to say to her husband, asur lechol betruma, she's asur itrum. One more halach in our Mishnah, v'imeis, should the husband pass away, chayletzes v'loy misyavemes. So I'm sure, as you remember from Masechtas Yevamos, someone dies without children, the husband's brother either does Yivum or Chalitza. So in this case, he passed away without children. But at this point, she is already a Saita. So the din is that if the brother wants to be Miyavim her, he can't. Chalitzas. But v'loy misyavemes. There's going to have to be chalitza from one of the brothers if she's going to marry anyone else. But the brothers cannot be miyavimer. Now, why can't any of the other brothers be miyavimer? And remember, we're talking about where her husband died before he had a chance to give her to drink from this water. But it was after she was warned and she violated the warning. But that was with the husband. Why can't the other brother be miyavimer? And the answer is, as the Batanur of the Pasuk says, if a woman does something wrong, miyatza mi beisai, and she marries someone else. If she does something wrong, she could marry someone else, but she can't marry the husband's brother. Now, normally you can never marry the husband's brother, but in the case of Yivam, you can. Here, even in the case of Yivam, she can't, but again, she has to have chalitza. We're not saying the parasha of Yivam doesn't apply. It does apply that she can't marry anyone else until there's chalitza. But the other brothers will not be miyavim. So once again, our Mishnah asked, how is kinui done? If he said in front of two people, don't speak to so-and-so, and she was over and spoke to him, even if she wound up going into a place alone with him, she's still mutter to her husband. And if she's an Ashes kind, she can still eat truma, because he never warned her not to be with him. But if he said in front of two Edom, you can't be with that person alone, and she was in a hidden place, and long enough to be able to become Tameh, then she's asa to her husband, she's asa to eat truma. If the husband dies without children, the din is chaylatzes. There's chalitza. She would need chalitza to marry anyone else. The other brothers cannot be miyavimer.